From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities are likely bracing for more protests Saturday across the Muslim world, a day after large crowds of protesters from seven countries staged demonstrations after the United States recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, with protests in Gaza leading to the death of one Palestinian man. The 30-year-old was killed by Israeli soldiers during clashes along the Israel-Gaza border after Palestinians called for a day of rage to protest the U.S. action. The Arab League, comprised of nearly two dozen countries, will meet Saturday in an effort to create a joint position on the Jerusalem position of the United States. Venezuelans will head to the polls Sunday for municipal elections that are expected to tighten leftist President Nicolas Maduro's grip on the beleaguered Central American nation. The opposition Democratic Unity Roundtable coalition refused to put up candidates for the 335 open mayoral seats, saying it had no confidence in a fair election. Coalition candidates had been expected to win more than half of Venezuela's 23 governorships in mid-October's ballot, but they claim only five after irregularities, including last-minute shifts in polling places and a shortage of voting machines in anti-Maduro neighborhoods. National Electoral Council's chief, Sandra Oblitas, said voting materials had been distributed so Venezuelans could exercise their constitutional right at the polls on Sunday. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.